In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th. At 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The BMW i4 M50. It's 100% electric and 100% BMW. Experience the power of over 500 horses stampeding at a whisper as BMW M-engineered handling takes you through every twist and turn. The complete suite of intuitive technology keeps you connected. The pure performance keeps your heart racing. The BMW i4 M50. Silence has never said so much. BMW, the ultimate electric driving machine.
Some donkey today just saw themselves.
I've been watching Charlamagne. I was ready for you.
Comic donkey. I never heard of a donkey the other day. What is it?
Comic donkey.
Say it again, Charlamagne.
Comic donkey.
Yes. You are a donkey.
Everything that Charlamagne is saying is true.
Yes, donkey today for Friday, April 19th goes to a woman named Erica Erica D'Souza. Beatriz Nunes, okay? She is 42 years old and was arrested Tuesday. Now, mind you, she is in Brazil, but the hee-haw is global, and this hee-haw is warranted because about a month ago, I gave two Ohio women donkey of the day for doing something similar, and by something similar, I mean using a dead body, a corpse, to get some money out the bank because Erica was arrested after taking her dead uncle to a bank to take out a loan. She must have done this in the afternoon because she clearly is not a morning person. Let's go to Fox 26 Houston for the report, please.
Police say a 42-year-old woman named Erica D'Souza walked into a bank pushing the body of a dead man. It was in a wheelchair. Souza could be seen using the lifeless body like a puppet. She attempted to nod the guy's head and make it appear as if he were signing approval for a $3,200 bank withdrawal. The man is dead. Employees didn't fall for the antics. They got suspicious when the man wasn't breathing, and he happens to be pale. Souza was arrested, and now she's added to our batch of crazy-ass criminals.
What news was that?
Yeah. Fox 26 Houston. Robert includes moms with Fox 26.
Crazy-ass humans. Okay.
You telling it like it is?
Yeah.
There are so many reasons this is insane. Number one, you don't take a dead person to a bank. Everyone knows that a corpse's favorite currency is crypto. Okay?
But all right.
She took her 68-year-old dead uncle to a bank to get a loan of $3,250. Do you see the types of chances people are taking for what some folks would call small amounts of money? Okay, folks do not understand how bad a lot of people are out here doing. $3,250 may be nothing to you, but $3,250 is a lot of other people's life savings. Now, the police chief said that the man was probably dead for a couple hours. Can you imagine someone dying? Your uncle, your family member, and the first thing you think about is how to get some money for yourself? No regard for the life this man just lived. There is no way this man becomes her spirit guide. I refuse to be one of your ancestors you call on when you need spiritual backing if this is how you treat my corpse after I'm gone. Furthermore, this has to be some sort of necrophilia. You all know what necrophilia is, right?
Mm-mm.
It's a sexual attraction to corpses.
I didn't know that. I wasn't looking that up.
Yeah, a.k.a. the urge to crack a cold one open. And whenever I hear stories of people doing anything with a corpse except for taking it to a funeral home to be laid to rest, then I think they're a weirdo. Okay, Erica, during an interview with police, told officers she routinely cared for her uncle, who was also debilitated. If that's the case, if you was doing what you were supposed to be doing, if you was treating this man right, taking care of him, then you should be in his will somewhere. Okay, wills are a way for corpses to speak. That's what you create your will for, to be able to speak from the grave so the still living can know what you want. That's why we call wills dead giveaways. Furthermore, whenever I see cases like this, I believe they should investigate the cause of death, because every single one of these cases is like finding a cartoonist dead in their home. It's very sketchy, okay? Because if you're willing my corpse to the bank to take money out, how do I know this person bringing the corpse to the bank didn't unalive me to make me a corpse? Now, this woman, Erica, is being charged with fraud and abuse of a corpse, and she should be, because playing with corpses is not funny, okay? Corpses aren't funny. They are dead serious, and it's a damn shame people don't respect the dead. But you know why people don't respect corpses? Because we don't respect the living. Mm-hmm. To me, these stories are prime examples of how we as humans don't truly respect each other, alive or dead. The bones of the fallen should be treated with respect and accorded the dignity that was their proper due. If only the living were also granted such grace, what a wonder our world would become. I got that from an inspirational reel. You know those reels that have like the videos of the waterfalls and beautiful greenery with the flutes playing? Got my attention, and I feel like it totally fit here. But the moral of the story is, if you want to play with corpses, become a mortician or a funeral director. Jess Hilarious used to be one.
I went to school to be a coroner / mortician.
And what happened?
I didn't make it through.
Mm. How many jobs did you have? He talked about you this morning at McDonald's. Not a court.
Mm-hmm. I had a lot of jobs, Envy.
Okay.
Well, funeral directors and morticians, we need more of those because they are dying professions. Please give
me. Yeah, very much. Boo.
Please give me.
A clown.
Boo.
Please give Erica Nunez the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Okay. Oh, now you are the donkey.
Clown, yo.
Of the day.
I'd like to know why a funeral director started a podcast. He wanted to talk about bodies of work.
Boo!
Yeah, very much clowned out.
Boo!
I can't even believe.
Nah, that ain't it, y'all.
Yeah, I can't even believe that you would even be really laughing at that.
It's hilarious.
You have any more?
It's not dying. Like, what? A dying profession? People die every day. So, actually, that's the reason why I wanted to be a mortician. I was like, you know what? People ain't gonna never stop. You know, dying. So
never.
Like,
what made you do that? Like, what made you say, I want to be a mortician?
Because every job that I kept getting fired from, like, from people who are alive.
So you figured the dead couldn't fire you? So it's like,
you know what? Yeah, no, but the dead will make you scared, Joe. And I watched too many movies, and it's just like,
you believe in ghosts and stuff like that?
Yeah, I believe in a bunch of stuff. And I was like, mm-mm.
You know why ghosts can't have babies?
Why?
Because they got Halloweenies.
Boo!
That's what the ghost said.
Boo! You know what? All right. Thank you for that dog of the day, man.
I'll never laugh at that.
When we come back, country singer Brittany Spence will be joining us.
Okay, hey. She is on Beyonce's Blackbird song.
That's right.
And she's got an album out called My Stupid Life. She's leading. She's one of the people leading this new renaissance of black women in country music, black people in country music.
But has been doing country for a while, and she's from Baltimore City.
That's right.
And we're going to talk to her next. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey
Donkey of the Day is sponsored by renowned personal injury attorney Michael the Bull Lamisoff. Don't be a donkey when you need a fighter on your side. If you're ever injured, go to MichaelTheBull.com. That's MichaelTheBull.com. And when you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears. Real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted pure entertainment.
The NBA Finals begin Thursday, June 6th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.